But I thank you, Lord, I'm not what I used to be. Temptation is on every hand. If I trust in you, Lord, I can make it to the promised land.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. John chapter 14. You know, Jesus, before he went to the cross, he left us with some comforting words. Amen. Now look at verse number 16. It says, and I would pray the Father. This is Jesus. First of all, let's go back to verse 15 here. Well, let's go back. Hey, it's all good. I mean, he started comforting them, you know, in verse number 1. You ain't got to wait to get to number 16. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would tell you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This place has been prepared. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. You got to get ready. You got to be ready all the time. You don't have time to play. You got to stay ready. I didn't even have to get to verse 16, did I? Let not your heart be troubled. In the world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. What he's saying is be courageous. Amen. He's not saying don't hurt. He's not saying don't grieve. He's saying don't be insensitive and don't have such your feelings off. He's just saying be courageous in the midst of your trial. Be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Boy, that's comforting, ain't it? He'd already overcome. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how he started that. Verse 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I tell you right there, ain't but one way to be saved, and it's Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Comforting words. Hallelujah. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love him, keep his word. That's having a perfect heart. And look at verse 16. He begins to comfort them again. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. How long does the Holy Ghost come to stay? It means we ain't ever going to leave him. Even if I die right now, I'm still with the Holy Ghost. Still with God. He that believes in Jesus never dies. Amen. He just changed locations. Hallelujah. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knoweth him, but he dwells with you and shall be in you. Comforting words. I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. That's what he said in the next verse. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Everybody say, the Lord will come to me, when I need comfort. Yeah, he will. See, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. Another translation says, I will not leave you as orphans. In other words, he's saying, I'm not going to abandon you. I'm going to comfort you. He says, and I'm going to pray the Father, he's going to give you another comforter. Now, the Amplified reads this way. I will ask the Father, and he would give you another comforter. Now, the word comforter is a word parakletos in the Greek, and it means counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. I got a standby. I got an intercessor, an advocate, a counselor, someone who strengthens me. Amen. Praise God. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, desolate, bereaved, forlorn, or helpless. I will come back to you. And so this is the word that God has given us, that he has given us a comforter in the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Everybody say, the Holy Spirit, is my comforter, and I receive his ministry, to me. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for encouragement, for strength, for consoling us, for admonishing us, for exhorting us to keep going, for strengthening us to keep on living. Amen. Glory to God. I desire this so greatly for you, to be comforted by the Holy Spirit, to be strengthened by him, consoled by him, encouraged by him, lifted up by him, made strong by him. That's what I desire. That's what we pray. And Jesus said, if we pray in his name, he'll give it. He'll grant it. So it's a done deal. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Now turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Grace and peace. Verse 2, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what you supposed to do when you hear that? Receive. What you supposed to receive right now? Receive. Didn't the Apostle Paul say grace and peace be unto you?
Yes.
From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Then you supposed to receive that right now. Go ahead and receive grace and peace. I receive your grace, Lord. I receive the peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then it says, verse number 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Amen? Amen. So we see here that God comforts us. That's just a part of his nature. He's faithful to do that, to comfort us when we are going through difficult times, when we're grieving, or even when you just have difficult circumstances in your life. It don't have to be a death, but I'm going to tell you, God's always there. He's a present help in time of any trouble. Amen? This scripture teaches us that we are not to pull away, to avoid, or to leave people isolated who are going through distressing situations and grief. He said, God comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble. So that means that we're not supposed to pull away from people that's having a hard time. We're not supposed to back up and shun them because we don't know what to say. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. Sometimes all that's needed is your presence. Sometimes all you just need to be there. You don't have to come up with an explanation. You just need to be there. And if God give you a word, you share that word. And then let the Holy Ghost go to work. Because if he give you a word for him, that means he intend to do something with it. Amen? So this scripture shows us we're not to pull away. We're not to back up. We're not to avoid or leave people isolated when they're going through distressing times. Amen? Amen? While God has promised to comfort us when we're going through tough times, it is important to know that he intends to use us to some extent to do the comforting. Amen. That's what this scripture says. Yes. God, we can depend on him at all times to comfort us. Yes. But when it comes to comforting other people, sometimes God wants to use you. So don't back away. Step up to the plate. You're the body of Christ. You got his compassion in you. You got his word in you. Amen. You got his strength in you. You got his joy and his peace. Amen. So don't back away. Amen. Be ready and willing to offer any type of aid or assistance that you can offer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, what's the benefit of being comforted? How does that benefit us? Well, when we are comforted, we stop relying on ourselves and we rely only on God, who raises the dead. When we comfort others, we help them rely on God. That's the benefit of comforting others, is that we help them to refocus on the one that can help them. Amen. We help them refocus on God. So when we comfort others, we interrupt the process of relying on yourself, relying on man, relying on human wisdom. When we comfort others, and when we are comforted, we place our confidence in God and his word, who will continue to deliver and help us. We're able to keep living by faith when we receive the comfort of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to comfort us to walk in unbelief. He's not going to comfort us to get over in fear. He's not going to comfort us to start doubting. He's going to comfort us, and that comfort leads to faith in God. It leads us to trust in God even more.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off.